Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills will hold a press conference on Wednesday at 11:30 to provide an update regarding the fatal shooting of Thomas McLean in the early morning hours on September 17th. At least one officer on scene, who was yet to be named, fired the shots that killed McLean, and the shooting was investigated by law enforcement personnel from the Critical Incident Response Team, comprised of detectives from the DA's office, the Sheriff's Office, and the Arcata and Eureka Police Departments. The press conference is expected to shed some light on the incident and provide some details about the actions of officers and of McLean, details that have been very scarce over the past 2 weeks. Congressman Jared Huffman announced on Monday that the Office of National Drug Control Policy has designated Trinity County as a high-intensity drug trafficking area. That designation, created in 1988, allows for better coordination between federal, state, tribal, and local law enforcement agencies to address the production, transportation, and distribution of drugs in the designated areas. Huffman said in a statement that by adding Trinity County to the list, it will help the most rural part of his district fight back against the overwhelming problem of large-scale, environmentally destructive marijuana grows. With the addition of Trinity County to the list, it completes the Emerald Triangle, with Trinity joining Humboldt and Mendocino counties as designated high-intensity drug trafficking areas. In other marijuana news regarding the law, a group pushing for the legalization of marijuana in the state of California is aiming to get a legalization measure on the 2016 ballot. The Marijuana Policy Project filed paperwork with the Secretary of State's office and registered a campaign committee. It has started accepting campaign contributions for the measure. Citing the success of legalization in Colorado and Washington, the group wants to legalize marijuana in California, where they consider prohibition detrimental, ineffective, counterproductive, and wasteful. The Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project is also backing legalization efforts in Nevada, Arizona, and Massachusetts in 2016. The United States Coast Guard issued a statement on Monday reminding those that fly model airplanes or drones that federal regulations govern where those machines may be flown. On Saturday, a quadrocopter was seen flying over the Coast Guard airbase at the Arcata Airport, a violation of FAA regulations. Those regulations require that model aircraft be flown no higher than 400 feet and that they may not be operated within 5 miles of an airport without specific authorization from the airport operator or tower control. In other drone news, Governor Brown has vetoed a bill that would have limited when law enforcement agencies could use drones without obtaining warrants first. Governor Brown said in comments regarding his veto that the law, as it was written, was too narrow and could impose requirements beyond what is required by either the Fourth Amendment or the privacy provisions in the California Constitution. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Property owners who have received tax bills from the county should be aware that there is a printing mistake on the tax bills that were mailed out recently. The installment stubs on those bills show that they will become delinquent after 12/10/14, but that date should read 04/10/15. So if you are paying your tax bill on installments, it won't go delinquent in December. It will take until April of next year for that to happen. Anyone with questions is urged to contact the county tax office. The City of Arcata announced that the City Council has hired Karen Diemer as its new city manager. Diemer, a graduate of Humboldt State University with a degree in wildlife management, currently serves as the city's deputy director for environmental services, a position she has held since 2006. Diemer has also served in the city's recreation division and has been employed by the city for 18 of the 23 years she has worked in local government. Mayor Mark Wheatley said in a statement that Diemer has the experience and the skills that were the best fit for the city's needs and is confident that Diemer will work with the community and staff to move forward to meeting mutual goals. Business owners in Humboldt County can take advantage of new tax credits offered by the state of California, and the County Economic Development Office is doing its part to let business owners know. County representatives will co-host a tax credit workshop with representatives of the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development tonight at the Aquatic Center in Eureka. Small, medium, and large businesses are encouraged to attend to learn the details about how to take advantage of 5 new tax credits from the state. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.